It's Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft Ignite is here, T-Mobile goes in with Microsoft 365, and what to learn from a small Welsh town. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft Ignite started today, and the announcements are here. Teams' new Together mode has several new backgrounds, including a coffee shop and a conference room. The product also is getting dynamic views, which allows for the positioning of the presenter differently with the content, as well as new management capabilities for meeting rooms. The product is getting breakout rooms available in October, and from a user perspective, there are features focused on mental health, virtual communities, meditation breaks, and work habits. Microsoft's security solutions for Microsoft 365 and Azure are being unified under the banner of Microsoft Defender, and products are being moved under this naming convention. And Microsoft Endpoint Manager is adding the Microsoft Tunnel Remote Access solution and new Mac OS management capabilities. Cortana is getting enhancements, including a chat-based app and numerous additions into Teams. Not to be left out, a slew of Azure features are rolling out, including Azure Communication Services, the first fully managed communication platform offering from a major cloud provider, allowing easy addition of voice and video calling, chatting, and SMS text to applications and websites. And of note, Datadog is expected to be available in October in the Azure Marketplace. Why do we care? Lots to unpack. I'm not going to spend my time on features and instead focus on the trends. First, I'll continue to add data points to my voice and digital assistants trend. Cortana may not have made it as an independent assistant, but I think Microsoft's pivot to adding value via specialized assistants is smart. You also see this in Azure Communication Services. Be thinking about voice. On Teams, you see the investment in higher up the stack value, and this should align well with the opportunity to make these tools more effective for users. In my practice of the future, it's about building on top of this. Finally, let's observe Microsoft's move into more of those core infrastructure pieces around security. The floor is rising. I have to offer these solutions, but no, it's not about profit on the product, but the services. Their core solutions include a lot of what you might previously have bought from MSP vendors. Now you may not need to. T-Mobile has announced new small business plans with Microsoft 365. With their Magenta for Business plans, access to Microsoft 365 Basic Business is now no extra charge on up to 2 lines per account. The provider also has upgrades in its stores and doubled the team of experts to better support SMBs, indicating it is increasing business space in store by 500%. Why do we care? Another story about a vendor offering core managed services, and it's a smart play. Like Lenovo and HP, I can easily see how you would leverage this both as a customer and as a provider. Customers can just bundle this to the bill, or services providers can resell this or partner, and they did just announce more partner options. And notice they just give it away to move into services. You'd better stay ahead of them. Ending with a super fun story today, I'm just going to quote the Next Web. Like clockwork, each morning at 7 a.m., the entire town of Aberhosen in Wales would lose its broadband connection. The mystery plagued the village for 18 months, and nobody knew why, until now. The culprit? An old television set. After numerous cable replacements failed to fix the issue, an investigation by OpenReach technicians discovered that an unnamed resident was unaware that their TV would emit a signal that would interfere with the entire village's broadband infrastructure, the BBC reports. Baffled by the continuous lapses in connectivity, the technicians used a monitoring device to identify the source of the interference. The device led them to the resident in question, who felt embarrassed for unknowingly causing trouble and immediately promised to never use the set again. Why 7 a.m., you might be wondering? Well, that's when the anonymous householder would switch their TV on in the morning, inadvertently affecting the village's broadband. Now, why do we care? Every time I think there's a real threat to the core value of services providers, a story reminds me where to focus. Helping make technology work for customers requires problem solving and customer service. If you focus there and make it about solving customer problems and not about the technology itself, you will always have a core value. You may need to continually adjust the technologies themselves, and you will need to ensure you are not focused your profit derived from commodities, but the core value of knowledge and experience will always be valuable, especially when you can make the internet work right. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage, find out about PC-Matic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PC-Matic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening. I was just too amused by that last one to not include it, and I hope you appreciate the sentiment. Talk to you again tomorrow.